Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our delicious shiur on Kiddush Rishon of Kitcha L'Shaita, based on the Sefer Lakutei Shiurim on Gittin from Hagaon Rabbi Chaim Stein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And we will continue where we left off. I hope that you heard the previous shiur, and even if you didn't, I hope you understand this one anyway. So we had a kash in the previous shiur that the Rambam says that, you know why the Mikdash is holy? I'll tell you why the Mikdash is holy. The Mikdash is holy because of the Shekhinah. And once it became holy with the Shekhinah, it remains holy forever. It's also Kadosh. Le'asid lavo. So the question is that we see in the Gemara that it's not true. The Mikdash was miskadish by a Melech, and by Shtei Toldos, and by an Urim Vitumim, and by a Navi. We have that in the Gemara in Shavuos. So what is the Rambam talking about? That was the kasha we had in the previous shiur that we didn't answer. So, in order to answer this, we have to know that the Rambam was mechalek between Kiddusha Rishona, which was Al Yedei Kibush, because they captured Eretz Yisrael when they came up from Mitzrayim, and that's different than Kiddusha Shniya, which is through Chazaka, and therefore it is not batal, because once it was Nechbash, it was captured, and then it was uncaptured. So Mimela, it lost its Kedusha. Masha ein kein chazaka. Once they grabbed onto it, they held onto it, it became holy forever. Whatever the Olei Baba held onto, it was holy forever. And on that, the Kesef Mishnah asks, famous Kesef Mishnah, Eini yoidei ma koich chazaka godo mikoich kibush. Why is chazaka stronger than kibush? V'lamalo nemar b'chazaka gam kein mishenil kocharetz miyadeinu, but v'chazaka, the obvious kasha, if kibush was cancelled by the Goyim being koveshit in return, Oy bazoi, Chazaka should have the same din, that once we grab it, we hold on to it, it's ours, but once we lose our hold of it, then it becomes unholy again. So why is there a difference that the Chazaka is forever and the Kibush is only temporary? Visu nachakasha barishonish in its kache de kibush vichiloyashem chazaka. One second. The first time they came in, you're right, they captured it, but they also had chazaka in the place. So how can you say that the second was stronger? Because that's just chazaka. That's stronger than the first, which is kibush. Yeah, but the first is kibush plus chazaka. Kibush plus chazaka, na 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 na. So what does kibush plus chazaka mean? It means that even though they lost the kibush, but they still have the you're right, but it's also chazaka. So just like chazaka the second time around works forever, so chazaka the first time around should also work forever. Atu miyadifa chazaka below kibush me chazaka im kibush frak the kesef mishnah. Is chazaka without a kibush stronger than a chazaka with a kibush? How can that be? V'tzarech li'iyun ad kan lishono. So that's the kash, two kash of the kesef mishnah. Why is chazaka stronger than kibush? And the first time we also had a chazaka in addition to the kibush. So in order to be miyashiv the second kash, it's brought in the name of the gerach of Rav Chaim Halevi, and similarly writes the Keren Oren Menachos that the makor of the Rambam is that it says in the Yerushalmi, very very famous Rav Chaim. It says in the Yerushalmi Shvius Perek Vav Hikish Biyasim Bimei Ezra Biyasim Yoshua. There's a hikish between their coming in the time of Ezra to the coming in the time of Yoshua, just like the coming in the time of Yoshua. First they were Pater and now they're Chayiv in the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael. So too, Bimei Ezra Peturim Hayu Venis Chayiv Umashin Miman Peturim Hayu Venis Chayiv. They were Pater and they became Chayiv. And then we say Miman is Chayivu. Where were they Chayiv from? So the Yerushalmi says, Midvar Torah from the Pasuk, they became Chayiv. Had he dechsiv, that's what it says in the Pasuk, Ve'viyacho Hashem el ha'aretz, Asher Yerushua v'secha v'yurishta, Hiki shirushascha l'yurishsa v'secha. It says, I'm going to bring you to the land that your forefathers inherited and captured, that they inherited and took it over. So we make a hekesh between your Yerusha, it says v'yireshta v'yashavta ba, I think that's the end of the pasuk. So we make a hekesh between your Yerusha, you're inheriting it, and the Yerusha of your forefathers. Ma Yerusha sabosecha midvar Torah, Yerusha scha midvar Torah. Just like when your avos got it, so to your Yerusha's dvar Torah. So when the Jews, not only the avos, but when the banim as well came in, later on, they also inherited Midvar Torah. Ve'tivcha mihirvcha mi'avosecha, I will make you better than your forefathers, because your forefathers were pater and then they were mischayev. You were pater and then you were mischayev. Vatem pater me'isim and ischayevtem. Avosechem loya aleim olmachus. Vatem afo pishi yesh aleichem olmachus. Your avos didn't have olmachus. When they came the first time around, they didn't have the yoke of kifar and kingship. It was theirs. We were in charge. And you have olmachus. The second time around, there was olmachus. Avosechem lo nischayev lo acher yudalet shana. Your avos, the first time around, it was only after 4 years, the 7 years of capturing, the 7 years of chaluka. But you, the moment you came in, you were already chayev. Your avos were mischayev until they were kona the whole thing, but you, whatever you got, you're ready mischayev. Ad kan lashana Yerushalmi. So it's mavuri from the Yerushalmi that there's a difference between kedusha the kiddush and the Yerusha Rishona from the kiddush and the Yerusha Shniyah. Beikar yisod dinam dizachiluk. And that's what we learn from the pasuk, ve'hitivcha ve'hirbucha, that Yerusha Shniya, even though you had all malchus, there's a special din of chazaka. Even though you had all malchus the second time around, ve'hirbucha, you're better than your forefathers, because your forefathers didn't have all malchus, and that's easier to make it holy. You guys, even though you had all malchus, there's still a din of chazaka and kiddush Eretz Yisrael, even though there was no kibush. So we have from the Yerushalmi a limud that we're better in some ways, we're more fortunate than our forefathers, that our forefathers didn't have all malchus, and that's how they're makadish to us, even though we had all malchus. Despite that, we were still able to be makadish. So based on this, we have an answer to the kasha that Kedusha Rishona, we ask, says the Kesef Mishnah, also had Chazak. Kedusha Rishona was also Chazak. So why is Kedusha Shnia's Chazak stronger? And the answer is, because that Eretz Yisrael is Miskadesh through a Chazakah, is a special limud from the Pasuk about Yerusha Shnia. But Kedusha Rishona, we don't have a limud that it is holy through Chazakah. When it says that you have all malchus, that means all you're able to do is have a chazaka on the place. There was no kibush. And that limud, that's holy, even though there was no kibush, is only on Yerusha Shniya, not on Yerusha Rishona. Yay! So, kibush, the first time around, the only way you can be Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael is through kibush. The second time around, we have a special limud in the Yerushalmi, it can even be done through chazaka. So we asked, why is the second time around better than the first time around? The first time around is chazaka, just like the second time around. The first time around is chazaka plus kibush, and the second time around is just chazaka. So why is second better than first? They're both chazakas. The answer is, we only have a limud for the second time around's chazaka, and not for the first time around. So it comes out, according to Reb Chaim, that chazaka isn't necessarily better than kibush. Kesef Mishnah asked, what? Is chazaka stronger than kibush? So Reb Chaim says, no, chazaka is not necessarily stronger than kibush. But we have a special limud. Kedusha Rishona, chazaka wasn't enough. So we needed kibush in order for there to be a hakadosha. But the second time around, there we already had a limud. We have a limud that chazak is enough. So now we understand why the first time around we couldn't come onto a din of chazakah. The first time around, we couldn't come on to a din of chazaka, because the first time around, we don't have a limud for chazaka. Only the second time, we have a limud for chazaka. So according to this, we can understand why Kedusha Rishona doesn't work midin chazaka, and Kedusha Shniya does. However, we still have our other kasha, the other kasha of the Kesef Mishnah. Why is kibush any different from chazaka? In that once kibush ends, then It's over. The Kiddush is over. But once Chazaka ends, the Kiddush is not over. That was the other kasha of the Kesef Mishnah. And that is a Tzarech Iyun. That is a Tzarech Iyun. So says Rav Chaim, Yesh l'estapek be'etzem geder kiddush Eretz Yisrael al yedei kiddush. How do you understand the kiddush of Eretz Yisrael that comes through kiddush? Is it a t'nai b'seder ma'isa kiddush? Just like your makadesh the azara through shiari mincha, that's its ma'isa kiddush. So too, your makadesh Eretz Yisrael through kiddush. That's the way it's done. That's the formal kinyan, kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. Or maybe no, the kiddush is a tenai be'etzem cheftza v'chalos kiddush, that this kiddush is a condition for the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. It's not just a way to be makadish it, but it only exists, the kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, as long as there's kiddush. That kiddushes Eretz Yisrael is only shaykh to an Eretz that's kavusha ve'omedes. And if the and Eretz Yisrael is not kavusha, then kedusha isn't shaykh. So is it a way to be makadish it in the first place and then it's finished? Or no? Do we say that the kibush is something constant, it's something continuous? It's constantly mischadish. So the Iker Machlokes of Kiddush Rishon, if it's Kitchel Shait and Lasid Lavo or not, has to be understood better. Is the Machlokes whether originally they were Makadish only temporarily? In other words, one opinion holds Kiddush Rishon and Kitchel Shait, if Kitchel Lasid Lavo holds that it was permanent, and the Kiddush, the opinion that it holds it wasn't Lasid Lavo, holds that it was only temporary, or no? That everybody agrees that they were Makadish La'olam. And the Machlokes is, if the Kedusha was Pokea, went away after the Bitul HaKibush. Everybody holds that the Kedusha is forever. And the Machlokes is the opinion that says that it's Kitcha Lo Kitcha Lasid Lavo. You know why it's Lo Kitcha Lasid Lavo? Because Batal HaKibush, other people came in. And the other opinion says it's Kitchel Lasid Lavo because it was Miskadesh La'olam, and even after people came in and recapped, the Goyim came in and captured it, it didn't lose its Kedusha. So it's Pashut that everybody holds that when they were Makadishit, they're Makadishit Kedushas Olam. And the whole Machlokas is if it was Poke afterwards. In other words, the Pashtus is like the second side of the Chakira. Then when they were Makadish Eretz Yisrael, they were Makadish Shit L'Shaita, Ula Asid Lavo. And the only question is did it go away afterwards? So Bamus, we have to understand, how did the Kedusha go away? Where did the Kedusha go? So some people want to learn, because of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Bo Pritzim V'Chilalua, about the Beis HaMikdash, and that's Mafkia the Kedusha when the Goyim came in, but that doesn't really seem to be such a good teretz, because that pasuk is talking to Afka about the Mikdash and the Kelim. It's not Shaykh the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, and sorry, it's the Ramban and Makas Yud Ches. Rashi says it's talking to Afka about the Kelim, so that's not a good answer for Eretz Yisrael. So we have to say, the teretz is that the kibush is the tenai b'cheftzit the kedusha. It's not a one-time thing. They were makadishit. Now it's holy. That's a seder. That's the seder ma'isa kiddush. And if that were the case, then where did it go? Where did it disappear to? But if you say that it's a tenai in the etzem cheftz of the kedusha, so only as long as it's kovish ve'olmeid. I wish you could see. I'm making a lot of hand motions, because we know that when they invented the telephone, somebody said, how does it work? So the person answered that with one hand you hold the receiver and with the other hand you dial. And so his friend said to him, okay, but then how are you going to talk? Both of your hands are taken away. So what I'm trying to tell you, my sweet and beloved friends, is that I'm talking a lot with my hands, but you can't see me. So It must be, in order to explain where the Kedusha disappeared to, it must be that it's only holy as long as it's kavush. But the second the Goyim come in and capture it, it loses its Kedusha. So it's not that the Kedusha went away, it's that the Kedusha was only there as long as there's kibush, and the moment there's no longer a kibush, it's not shaykh to talk about the Kedusha anymore. And miken zagen nachmer, we can say more, that the yisod din kibush is different than the din chazaka. Chazaka is taka tanai the maisa v'seder akidush. You're makadish it through the chazaka, and then it becomes holy. That's the oifen akidush. As anything they were machzik became holy. But kibush is a tanai betzem chalos hakidush. It's very meduyuk in the Rambam in Shrumas, who writes Perak Aleph Halacha. Perak Aleph Halacha. I think we said before what halacha. But if you look in Perak Aleph, I'm sure you'll find it. What does the Rambam say there? The Rambam says, Kol shechziku olim mitzrayim in iskadish kedusha rishona kevin shegalu batal. Anything that the olim mitzrayim were machzik and it was miskadish kedusha rishona when they went to the galus, it was batal kevin shalu goli bubble kitshua. So he says anything that the olim mitzrayim niskadish. What does niskadish imply? So that's a tanai begufa kedusha. Anything hechziku olam mitzrayim, it was niskadish as long as hechziku olam mitzrayim. But kevin shalei gavel kitshuha, kitshuha implies that they did a maisa hakidush. So it's a different lashon. So the niskadish implies that kol shechziku olam mitzrayim, whatever they were holding on to, v'niskadish kedusha rishona, and it was kadosh kedusha rishona. So then it was only niskadish kedusha rishona as long as hechziku olam mitzrayim. But Kevin Cholu Bavel Kitshua, they were Makadish, and that's the end of it. It's not that as long as they were holding on to it, it was holy, and then afterwards it's not holy anymore. That's not the lashon of the Rambam. The lashon of the Rambam is Kevin Cholu Bavel Kitshua, they were Makadish. Mashenken Kol Shech Ziku Ole Mitzrayim, only as long as they were Mafzik it finis Kadish Kedusha Rishona Kevin Cholu Bavel, and it was Miskadish Kedusha Rishona only as long as they were holding on to it. So that's the chilek between the kibush and the chazaka. Kibush is only as long as you have it, it's holy, and the chazaka is once you did it, you did that mice, it remains holy. According to what we're saying, we have a teret to the kash of the kesef mishnah. Frak the kesef mishnah. Why is chazaka different than kibush? Why is chazaka stronger than kibush? Better than kibush? And the answer is, and why? Because we said, what's going on over here? Kishabatla kibush, they lose it. Kishabatla chazaka doesn't lose its kedusha. So why is kibush any better? Why is chazaka any better than kibush? They lost the kedusha of the kibush, but they didn't lose the kedusha of the chazaka. So based on what we explained, it's beautiful because they're fundamentally different. Not only in the tsuras maisa kiddush, not only in how you do it, whether it's captured or just held on to, but they're fundamentally different in that kiddush is a tenai begufa kiddusha, and as long as when the kibush is pokea, as long as it's not kavusha v'omedes, then it's over, finished. Mashen ken chazaka. Chazaka is only a tenai in the Maisa HaKiddush. V'chol shekidusha shuv kiddusha kayemes meileh. Once they were mekadesh it b'chazaka, it is holy forever. So kibush is only as long as they have it. And the chazaka is just a seder hakidush. So once they did it, they did it. And according to this, we also understand what the Rambam says, that kedushas hamikdash is talui b'shechina. Because the Rambam wants to explain the chilik between the kedushas hamikdash and kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The kedushas Eretz Yisrael, kibush is a tenai in the guf hakidusha. Mashen came, we learned in the previous year, this Rambam, that the mikdash is talui in the shechina. There's no tenai kibush. And the whole Shtei HaLechem, that's the Seder Maisa HaKiddush. Like it says in the Gemara in Shavuos, that you have Shtei HaLechem, and you have a Navi, and you have a Melech, that's all the Maisa HaKiddush. But it's not a Tanai in the Heft of the Kedusha. Once they were Mekadesh with the Shtei Alechem, so now it becomes holy forever, the Shekhinah. As long as the Shekhinah is there, it's holy. And the Shekhinah is there forever. So that's the chiluk between Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim and the Mikdash. Yerushalayim and the Mikdash, it's interesting, Yerushalayim comes along with the Mikdash. Yerushalayim is Ram is so holy. According to the Rambam, Yerushalayim is called Mikdash Tak. In the fourth parak of Rosh Hashanah. So Eretz Yisrael is holy alts Kibush. The moment the Kibush is gone, Eretz Yisrael loses its Kedusha. Not as we learned in the previous year, it's Shem Cheftz of Eretz Yisrael, but it's Kedusha. Hashem came to Makom HaMikdash, that is holy because of the Shechina, and the idea of the Gemara says that it became holy through the Maisa Kiddush, that's the Maisa that made it holy. But once it's holy and the Shechina comes, the Shechina never goes. So that is, Baruch Hashem, part two of our Shir, Taka in the Sefer, this we just did today, Oz Beis, in the first Shir we did the first part, now we did Oz Beis, and there's already still an Oz Gimel and a little bit of an Oz Dalet. So that is our arbit for the next time, B'li Neder, Siyata Dishmaya. And in the meantime, I wish everybody a very wonderful, happy day. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei, Kol Mishalot Lipchem L'Tova, Amen V'Amen, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest friend.